You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta's Choice for NPR. I'm Lois Reitzes. Thank you for joining us. The Atlanta Contemporary has been closed for the month of August. The Art Center has been making improvements to their space just across Marietta Street from the Georgia Tech campus. They will reopen this weekend with their annual art party. Producer Mike Johns paid them a visit to see what they've been building in there.
With the sometimes enormous works of art installed in their galleries, the Atlanta Contemporary can sound like a construction zone more often than you might think, but on this particular day, it is literally a worksite.
We actually received funding for a new roof.
This is Veronica Kesnick.
And I am the executive director of Atlanta Contemporary. Sometimes I think radical changes don't occur that are perceptive to the naked eye, but are absolutely intrinsic to the mission.
In this case, literally keeping a roof over their heads. This is part of a number of capital improvements that the organization has made. Construction is drawing on funds from a campaign begun in 2013 to rejuvenate the campus. The Contemporary has been in that space since the late 80s. Long before that, though,
the space was actually Rockefeller's Standard Oil. It was a truck repair depot. Unfortunately, we don't have any of Rockefeller's money. That would have been nice, right?
And while the campus has been transformed since then, some of that history remains visible at or below ground level.
So you're leading, it looks like you're leading me down these stairs?
Yes. But we just did a new wood staircase on top to make the space open for people to be able to walk in and explore. And we are currently installing right now in the space. So it's the old coal chute.
Oh my God. Yeah, it, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks like just a concrete room with a ramp on one side.
Yep.
And this is literally where coal would come down?
Yep. There's the manhole cover,
oh,
and that's where the coal would come in. So it's and obviously it's cacophonous, and so there's a lot of projected sound, light, various different performances that'll hopefully be in here because of how the space is kind of conducive to this echo.
At the top of the coal chute stairs, there is a mural of dishes and fruit rendered in outline and bright colors across the atrium wall. This work by Holly Coolis will be up through October, and then the wall will be given to another artist. The Contemporary is looking closer at these small spaces. Kesnick tells me that attendance at the center is up around 80% since they made admission free in 2015. By doing quick turnaround installations in these small spaces, they're hoping to encourage repeat visitors.
And when they do, whether the main galleries are up, you know, as they were before, all these other little project spaces will have new pieces that are, you know, up for a week, up for a couple of weeks, up for a month, and then they're gone. So it's very much so about the experience, about being responsive, being nimble.
She isn't kidding when she says little project spaces.
You know, every exhibition, we're really looking to find new opportunities to explore the campus. So last year, for example, when we did the Atlanta Biennial exhibition, we had uncovered this little space.
She leads me to one of their main galleries, where they're getting ready to install work by fiber artist Anna Betsby's. And then behind another wall.
Yeah, and because this is radio. We can't see what we're.
Sorry,
but we can
team.
No, but we can walk in here, and you can actually hear how the sound changes
as we walk in here. Yeah, it's a really narrow. Like my shoulders are literally touching each of the walls here. Yeah.
When we were doing the Atlanta Biennial and Dust to Digital wanted to do a sound and kind of, you know, project installation space, this was a perfect kind of nook. Yeah. And then, you know, it's a sliver, and so it's been aptly named Sliver Space.
So do you have any work going up in here for the next installation?
We do. Yannick Norman is going to be doing an installation here, and you'll have to come the night of art party to see what she does.
When we think of art galleries, we tend to picture white walls and wide open spaces. By opening these nooks and basements to show more artists' work, not only is the Atlantic Contemporary making greater use of their unique industrial space, but as Kesnick puts it, they're hoping to inspire the work that goes into them as well.
And kind of that challenge, I think, really opens up their creative enterprises as an artist and their ability to think on their feet, but also be open with not only how their work can be explored in that space, but how people also then engage with it.
Yeah. Incredible things come out of limitations.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
You will be able to explore the shoots and slivers and the rest of the Atlantic Contemporary when they reopen for their annual art party this Saturday evening at 7:00.